Iran marks the National Day of Nuclear Technology. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad inaugurates two uranium facilities in Yazd province by video conferencing. These include Savand Uranium Complex as well as Shahid Rezai Nejad Yellow Cake Production Facility. An industrial electronic accelerator as well as five new radiopharmaceuticals have also been introduced. French-based satellite provider Globecast takes Iran's Hispam TV off the air. Globecast says it has received orders from SES Astra Satellite to pull the plug on the Spanish language channel. It says the decision was made in line with U.S. sanctions. The Taliban say they have shot down an American military helicopter in Afghanistan. It happened in Panjshirgram district in eastern Nangarhar province. The militants claim all service members on board have been killed. However, there are no official reports regarding the casualties yet. U.S. Navy test fires a ship-mounted laser cannon capable of shooting down drones and disabling vessels. The weapon will be sent to the Persian Gulf sometime in 2014. The U.S. itself is the major user of drones. Washington carries out deadly assassination drone attacks in several Muslim countries, including Pakistan and Afghanistan. Japan deploys Patriot missiles in Tokyo against perceived threats from North Korea. Pyongyang has threatened to attack U.S. military bases, including those in Japan. North Korea warned of preemptive nuclear attacks after the U.S. flew its nuclear bombers over the peninsula during joint drills with the South. North Korea is urging foreign nationals in neighboring South to evacuate before a possible war. Over 50,000 North Korean staff at Kaesong Industrial Complex are also staying away from work. Pyongyang has pulled out all of its employees, saying the move is in response to the U.S. and South Korean provocations. France's government orders ministers to publish details of their assets publicly within days. It is also planning to put forward a law on financial transparency among ministers and other top officials. The move comes as the government scrambles to contain a recent tax scandal involving a former budget minister. The United Nations is warning that fighting in Mali could spread to neighboring countries. It says the conflict in the West African nation could fuel radicalization in refugee camps in Western Sahara. France's war in Mali has caused civilian casualties and displaced a large number of people since January.